in your car. Every day I what?
Drive.
Every day you drive to town. Top of your house is probably shingled. It's called a what?
Roof.
just say it. You don't need to. You're sitting here thinking about whether it's the right answer. So that the water can drain off the roof of your house, you've got what?
Good.
Okay. You know, how some houses, especially that have had rooms added on, have parts of the roof of their house kind of do this, and here's another part of the house, and part of something like this. Can you think of a word that you would call that?
That.
Okay. what would you call a place outside you'd store wood or tools? You know, it might be your lawnmower now that you'd have out there.
Storage room.
Okay. If it's built onto the house, sort of, would you call it anything different? You know what I'm talking about, just kind of on the side of your house you built on a little something to store things in? Do you call it? You still call it a storage room? Would you?
I think a little bit.
Okay. It is not that important.
Well, I think they still call it storage room.
Would you ever use the word shed for a little play shed?
Woodshed,
if you kept wood in it.
Uh-huh.
And if it were for tools or implements, you would call it a storage.
Storage.
Okay. You know, that I bet you had one of these on your farm. A separate little structure outside because you didn't have indoor plumbing. What would you call that?
A privy.
Privy, okay. Let's see.
Well, they finally changed that name, you know, a little later.
What did they call it?
Then they called it outhouse.
But when you were growing up, you called it privy.
That's right.
And then later on, maybe called it an outhouse. Can you think of any other words that you call it just in fun?
They never called it bath.
No, no. Back house?
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, I think that I would have heard. I would have heard it called back house. In fact, we've had.
You all did.
Mm-hmm.
Or they, I don't think they ever did.
You would call it an outhouse.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or privy.
Okay. Yeah, that was the first.
Okay, let's say things are really going wrong. It's just one trouble after another. You'd say, boy, I... What? My troubles. What's the matter, Mr. Frank? Say, well, I... What? Troubles.
Say that over.
A lot of things are going wrong for you. And you look kind of depressed. So I'd say, what's the matter, Mr. Banks? And you'd say, well, I... What? Troubles. Having nothing but troubles. Okay. Let's say we heard a loud crash. You might say to me, did you what that noise?
Hear that thunder.
Okay. And I would probably say, yes, I... What it? Did you just asked me if I
heard it thunder.
And I said, yes, I
heard it.
Okay. I might say, because it's a noise that goes on so many times, I might say, I've what it many times before. I. All that, oh, I many times before. I
heard it.
Okay, I heard it many times before.